the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
Years ago, I worked as a waitress in a restaurant that played a lot of country music. And I have to say, it was so much fun. And I'd find myself dancing over with the food for the people. And it was rowdy and it was great. And I just thought, what a fun environment. So I was so excited when I found out about Country Heat Dance. It's a great fitness program that you're going to want to try because it is so much fun and it's such a great workout. And we've got the wonderful Autumn Calabrese here to talk about it. She's a celebrity trainer, best-selling author, and a working mom who revolutionized the beach body fitness model with her simple approach to portion control and so much more. She's done so much great stuff. Autumn, so happy to have you.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm happy to be on with you.
Well, you know, I'd love to know when you first got interested in healthy living and fitness.
Oh my goodness. You know, I think it was when it really was like sort of in the forefront of my mind, probably around when I was 13, because I was a competitive dancer. And I was lucky enough to have an amazing dance teacher in Mayfield Heights, Ohio, who never spoke to us in an unhealthy way. And there was a lot of teachers and studios that obviously did that. And I was aware of that later on in college, that sort of thing. But my teacher was always very positive. She would speak to us about eating healthy and what we put in our bodies and how it fueled us, or like how you guys are entering high school and if you get sucked into the alcohol and the drugs and da-da-da, like that's going to affect your dancing and you're probably not going to continue. So that's when it really was brought to my attention just how important it was for my body, because it was important to my craft. But it was always in our lives. My dad was a power walker all the time when I was a kid. That was his form of physical fitness. My dad could power walk 5 miles in about an hour, which is, you know, what somebody would run it at. So he would take us on long walks and nature walks, and he was never really talking to us about like, oh, you have to exercise and be healthy. We just saw him doing it. And even though we owned an Italian restaurant and all of our food was, you know, pizza and pastas and stuff, everything was homemade. It was made from scratch. So it was one of those things where there was a lot in my upbringing that built the foundation for me going into it as a career later.
So is your last name actually Calabrese? Because I'm thinking with the Italian restaurant, did I say it incorrectly? Because I said
Calabrese. It's not Calabrese. It's actually, if you were in Italy, it would be Calabrese. But we say Calabrese.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you were, you know, eating a lot of yummy Italian food, you were certainly doing a lot of exercise to dance it off. So you've been athletic your whole life, it sounds like.
I was always a super active kid. I went through the awkward stage of puberty like most girls do, where I did gain weight and I wasn't as active. School got harder. I was sitting at a desk longer. And that sort of thing. And the pizza and pasta and subs did sort of catch up. And it was, like I said, around 13 when my dance teacher really started talking to us about it, that she would talk about soda not being good for us. And I was like, well, you know, Ms. Gina says soda's not good for us. So, I mean, like, she was my idol. Like, that was my dance teacher. I live, eat, slept, breathe, dance. That's all I wanted to do. So if she said it, I was like, yes. Okay, soda's bad. I'm not drinking soda anymore. And weight started to fall off. And I went from whole milk to 2% milk and then to skim milk. And then I went from white bread to wheat bread, and then I started adding veggies in on my sandwich. So it was things like that helped, because there was a little time period in there. There's probably a year or two in those puberty years was that where I was about 15 pounds overweight because I had become a little bit more sedentary, and I was still eating the same way, and it did start to catch up with me a little bit, but it was a quick reverse. I was also dancing 5-6 hours a week. And then I started to pay attention to what I was putting in my body.
Now, what kind of dance were you doing?
I actually did everything because I was a dance major in college. I did jazz and ballet and tap and modern and hip hop. Jazz was my favorite. Jazz was always my favorite.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I took tap dancing when I was a kid, and then I quit. And I loved it. I don't even know why I quit. And then I took ballet when I was a kid, and then I quit. And again, I don't know. And my mother always said, you're going to be so sorry when you're older. And she's right. Mom, you're right. You know, I'm just like, why didn't I stick with it? I wish I had that stick with it. I also quit piano, tennis. I mean, I don't know how I survived. Here I am.
You haven't found your one yet.
No, but once I got into health and healthy living, then I haven't quit. So, but yes, and I got into swimming late in high school because I was always skinny and awkward and uncoordinated. I was always the kid. Not only did they pick me last, but they fought over who got stuck with me. I had very low self-esteem. Yeah, it was bad. We don't want her. You take her. No, you know, it was bad. So I had no self-esteem. And I think if I had been in dance or I had been in some sort of organized something athletic, I think it would have helped. But I did discover swimming when I was 17. And I discovered because I'm very long, I have really long arms and long legs, I was really good at it. And it was such a nice thing when you can find your fit. And it's so great that you found yours early on.
Thank you. Yeah, it's such a fantastic feeling. And I can tell you, actually, I was just like you. I'm not a sports person. Like, I can't say I never played sports in high school. I was never great. I was usually picked last. So, you know, to end up in the world of health and fitness and to be very successful in it, it would probably come to a surprise of some people who knew me as a kid, because yes, I was skinny and active, but like I wasn't super talented in sports. But then I found like dance was my passion, and that was something I excelled at.
So how did you get into this? I mean, my gosh, I mentioned you're a celebrity trainer, you're a best-selling author, you're doing these great videos. We're going to jump into the country heat shortly. Tell us a little bit of how that works. I think it's so interesting to people to hear people, successful people's journeys.
Well, like I said, I went to college to be a dancer. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to always, like, I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Ohio and then St. Louis. And my dream was to always come to L.A. I wanted to be in L.A. I wanted to dance in the commercials and the music videos and the movies. That's what I wanted to do. And where I went to school, the gentleman that was in charge of our dance program, he didn't like me. He did not like me. Ballet was his thing. And although I love ballet and I think it's amazingly beautiful, I started ballet later, or at least what's considered later for a ballet dancer. So it was never my strong point. And that just rubbed him the wrong way. And he was horrible to me. And, you know, he would push me, but push me past my limits and not in a healthy way. Like, I ended up with a bulging disc in my lower spine my junior year of college. And he used to tell me I was faking it and that would, like, like brush his hand to the side. Like, you're dismissed. Go away. Like, you're weak. Like, he told me once, if it's painful, you should become a secretary. That's what he said. I would sneeze and I would collapse to the ground and wouldn't be able to get back up because the bulging disc was so bad at the time. And so I actually left school. I never actually finished my dance. So it was a little bit of a journey trying to figure out what else I wanted to do because I was devastated that I wasn't going to get to dance. And the doctors had told me if she keeps dancing as much as she's dancing, she'll be in back surgery before she's 20. And I was like, well, that's career ending right there. So I knew I couldn't do that. And I was like, okay, I took a little bit of time off. I went back to college. I was going to do physical therapy. I thought maybe I'll do physical therapy for dancers. I did a semester of that. It just wasn't what I was looking for. So I left and I actually moved to LA anyways. And I had acted. I had done that a little bit too. So I was like, maybe I'll go into acting. It still allows me to perform. And I could still dance. It wasn't like I was never going to dance again. It was just, I wasn't going to do it 8 hours a day and go on a tour like I had thought I would do my whole life. And when I got out here, I was waiting tables. I also waited tables. I put myself through college waiting tables. And, you know, so it was about 8 years of that, of waiting tables while you pursued auditions and that sort of thing. And I did a little commercial work and I got my SAG card. But I was getting, not older, I was 24, 25, but I was also getting a little burnt out on it. Like, this is not going to sustain my life or pay my bills. And I had met the man who I ended up marrying. And, you know, we had talked about it a lot. And he's like, you know, I'm not really comfortable with us starting a family with your income so wishy-washy. And so I started to look for what else I really wanted to do or that I would be passionate about. And I had always been obviously physically active and fit. And I had taught dance for years. And I was like, well, I don't really want to teach dance. But I did have this interest in helping people get healthy. And so I was like, let me look into personal training. Like, that's something I can get behind because I make my own hours. I'm helping people, which I absolutely love. I get to be active because I'm just not a person who can sit at a desk. And so that's sort of what started the journey. I looked into certifications. I decided to go with one of the best out there, which is the National Academy of Sports Medicine. That was my first certification. And then from there, I went on to get several others. I got a specialty in pre and postnatal fitness. And I started running my own business for several years. And it just sort of unfolded from there. That is a very, very short version of the story. There was a lot of ups and downs and bumps and bruises and disappointments along the way. But that's sort of how I got into it.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that because I think a lot of people, when they see someone like you and they're like, oh my God, you're so gorgeous, which you are, and successful, and oh, it must have just been smooth sailing. But no, there's bumps and bruises for everybody.
No. It was actually far from smooth sailing. And I, when I do tell the story and I tell the long version, I, you know, with all the details in it, I explain to people very much, like, you would never, if you hear the story, I shouldn't be in the position I'm in. Like, should have given up. Would have given up. The door was slammed in my face 100 different times. You know, when you look at all the different injuries I have, I had no business going into fitness and being a fitness competitor and you know, putting my body through the rigors that I still put it through to this day at 36. And I do it with pain-free, you know, like that is something. And that takes a lot of dedication. But there was definitely, like I said, so many ups and downs. The Italian personality in me is sort of feisty, and I don't like to be told I can't do something. So I had a lot of people telling me I couldn't do stuff, and it was actually what fueled my fire every time. So it was like, if you tell me I can't, I'm going to tell you watch me. And
yes,
so
I'm
thankful to everybody who told me I couldn't, because I think sometimes, being that I have the personality that I have, had I just had people going, oh yeah, for sure, that's going to be a walk in the park, I might have had a different perspective and I might have given up when it got a little bit hard. But when it got hard, I was like, well, I'll be darned if I'm going to prove them right. No way. I'm going to keep going.
Well, I'm so glad you did. I want to jump into Country Heat because it's super fun. It's super upbeat. It's a great workout. Describe it to us. And what are some of the things you like most about it?
Yeah, it's cardio dance fitness. That's how I like to describe it, because people assume it's line dancing, and it's not line dancing.
Yeah.
The idea developed from line dancing, from the fact that line dancing is easy footwork, the music is super fun. If you go to a country bar and country music's playing, the dance floor is never empty. Everybody's always out there doing it, and you're just the camaraderie of being in this big group. And if you look at people at the end of the night, they're dripping in sweat. So you're like, well, it must be a great workout. So it originated from the idea of country dancing, but it's cardio dance fitness. They're 30-minute workouts. They really are designed for everybody and anybody. Do not have to be a dancer. You could have two left feet. That's something I took a lot of pride in. I did not want it to only speak to somebody who could pick up choreography. So the footwork is very basic. I like to say basic, not simple, because when I say simple, people think that it's not an efficient workout. And it's anything but. It is an awesome cardio workout. And I was very careful to design it in ways where certain routines focus on certain body parts. So like routine 4, I absolutely love trail ride. You're going to work your legs. You're going to work your abs a lot. I had bring the heat, definitely getting the upper body going. No, we're never using hand weights or anything, but it's just how I design the move to use your upper body more or to use your legs more or to engage your core more. But you're working your whole body when you dance, every single move, every single time. It's never isolated to one movement. So 30 minutes, you got heart pump and cardio on there, music, and you don't stop, and it feels great. And with the music, I know people hear the word country, and sometimes they're like, if they're not a country fan, they're like, oh, I don't like country music. And I have to just point out that country music these days are, it's such a crossover. It's really like rock. It's like awesome rock anymore. It's so great. It's so fun. It's so upbeat. Like, it's great to dance to. And you get lost in that music. And we went with the best music, the best songs, the top artists. We do have the songs covered for most. I like to point that out so that people aren't expecting to hear Garth Brooks, but we have an amazing person covering Garth Brooks. We do have a couple of original songs. Jody Messina is a good friend of mine, and she gave us her original vocals. Yes. So she gave us original vocals and also wrote a song for me specifically for the program. And Big and Rich gave us their original vocals on one of their songs. So we do have some original vocals. But again, it's just so much fun. It's the one time we're working out just doesn't feel like a workout.
And that's so great. I've had people tell me that they hate exercise. And I'm thinking, number one, that's such a broad statement. And there's so many different things you can do. Right. It's like, no, I don't want to exercise. I hate it. What? I mean, there are so many things. Like, I had a great Pilates class this morning. I happen to love Pilates. And it was challenging. It's intermediate. And sometimes I feel like I belong in beginning. But it kicks my butt. But if I want something like fun, you know, country heat is the kind of thing I want to do. And I think a lot of things have really picked up with the Zumba and the country heat and, you know, getting right in there and dancing. It's just fun.
It's so fun. And it's the one time you can sort of just let your brain go. Like, you're not counting reps. You're not thinking about how heavy you have to lift. Like, you just, the music is on. And even if you're doing it by yourself in your living room, you still have the camaraderie of the people in the background. Like, they're all having fun and you see them having fun and they're putting their own style on it. You could put your own style on it. And it just doesn't feel like a workout. I mean, you're dripping in sweat, your legs are burning, everything's burning at the end, but you just feel great. Those endorphins have been released, you're smiling, and it's just awesome. And it is one of those things where I know on the days, because I have them, where I just don't feel like working out, you know, be it my schedule is super busy or I'm worn out or something, that's my go-to. Country heat is my go-to, because I'm like, well, I'm just going to dance today. Like, that's always amazing. Yeah.
It really is. You know, I have three dogs, and so I have to walk every single day, and it's been brutally cold here, but I'll just layer up and go out and do it. So it's nice to be like, okay, that workout wasn't so much fun, but I do like seeing my dogs run around and have fun, but I'm going to do something I like now. Put on some country heat and dance. You know, you have things you have to do, and then it's nice to have things that you want to do. You know, we have a few more minutes, Autumn. I do want to ask you about the cooking show that you're doing. I know you're doing some cooking. Talk to us with your brother, right? Talk to us about this.
Yes. So my cooking show is called Fixing, and it's exclusively on Beachbody On Demand, which Beachbody On Demand is basically the Netflix of fitness. It's amazing, and it's awesome. Proud to be. It's so great, and we have the best deal ever going on right now. I'm not trying to plug it, but it's $99.95. You get all access for the entire year, so you're getting every Beachbody trainer and every program that's ever been put out. So it's myself and Sean T and Shalene and Tony Horton and Zaki and Jolene Jericho. I mean, there's like $7,000 worth of fitness programming on there, plus my cooking show and new stuff being added constantly. So if you want, you know, the most amazing opportunity, it's right there. It's like I said, it's the Netflix. But Fixate is on there. It is myself and my older brother. My older brother is a chef. He is a self-taught chef, which blows my mind. He hasn't ever had formal training, but he has been a chef at, you know, five-star Michelin-rated restaurants. The chefs that own and run those restaurants come to him and ask for his recipes specifically. And I was like, enough's enough. I'm bringing that over here. So it's he and I, and it's based off of my original workout program, which was called 21 Day Fix, which has the portion control color-coded containers in it, where it's just eating in the proper portions. That's huge, especially for us here in America. We tend to overeat, even on the healthy stuff, which is a big deal. And with the color-coded containers, you're not counting calories. You're not, like, you don't have to deprive yourself. You're not even giving up anything. You can still have wine. You can still have chocolate. So we're just doing it in a healthier, more moderate version. And that's what the cooking show is based around. So like I said, Bobby and I are constantly thinking up new things and coming up with awesome recipes that are just healthier versions of the food that you love and in the right portion sizes. And we tell you at the end of each episode, at the end of each recipe, what the container equivalents are. So, you know, if we make a muffin, but we make a healthier version with bananas and blueberries, we tell you, you know, it's going to be equal to one purple. The purple container is your fruit container, and maybe half of a yellow, depending on what we've put in it. And yellow is your carbohydrates. So again, it's just really the way I look at it. It came from my cookbook. I put out a cookbook 2 years ago, also called 6-8, that was a huge success. It sold over 500,000 copies, and it was just for people to. We never realized 21 Day Fix was going to be the success that it was. I mean, we knew it was going to do well, and we were obviously hoping, but it just blew up so big, and it really was designed to be a lifestyle that we needed to be able to get people recipes. And so that was the cookbook started, and then the cookbook did so well, and everybody kept asking for more, that we were like, well, there's not really a point in doing another cookbook, because we want to be able to give more and more and more and more, so let's make it a show. So... Oh, the show, like I said, is on Beachbody On Demand.
Oh, pick on each other
in the show, but then you can also print out the recipe, which is just great.
Oh, wait, Autumn?
Yes.
Oh, I lost you for a second. I could kind of hear you, but then you faded away. So you said that it's also on Beachbody. So with this deal you have going now, tell us again, because I definitely want to get this. I want to be able to watch all your stuff.
Yes. So it's Beachbody On Demand. And you can actually, if you go to my website, autumncalabrese.com, you can sign up right through there. But it's Beachbody On Demand. It really is the Netflix of fitness. It's $99.95 for the entire year, not a month. It's less than $100 for the entire year.
Wow.
And you have access to everything that's on there, plus any new content that gets added over the year. And like I said, it's probably almost $7,000 worth of content on there. So it's not just myself. It's all the Beachbody trainers and their programs. So Tony Horton and Sean T and Shalene Johnson and Suki Kalev and Joel Freeman and Jericho McMatthews. And we've got yoga on there. We have four different yoga instructors that are on there.
Oh, that's great.
And just new content coming constantly, plus the Fix 8 cooking show. So it's just what I love best about it is, here's the thing. You go to the gym and you walk into the gym and it's like, well, I don't know what to do once I'm in here. So you see people pick their like three favorite machines, but they don't really make any progress because they're using their three favorite machines and they don't really know what else to do. Or they walk on the treadmill constantly, which is great. It's better than not doing anything, but they don't really know what to do. Or they always take a spin class as their favorite thing, which is fantastic. But your body will adapt to that if it's the only thing you ever do. Or they're on point and they totally understand what to do in the gym, but they have no idea what to do with their nutrition. Beachbody On Demand gives you everything. First of all, you can pick your trainer, so find the right personality for you. Like, you can try me. If I'm not your company, I'm not offended. There's several other trainers to pick from, you know. Or Tony Horton's not your cup of tea. There's several others to pick from. And then the nutrition is on there. And every single program comes with a nutrition guide that goes with it, because depending on the type of workout you're doing, your nutrition might need to change a little bit. So you never have to guess. That's the beauty of it. We do all the science for you, and there is every bit of science that you need behind all of our programs. We don't just throw up a workout. There are several other sort of apps and things like that that have lots of different workouts on there. And that's great if you're just looking for a workout. But we are a scientifically sound program, every one of ours, scientifically sound workout program and nutrition that goes with it. And I think that's what sets Beachbody apart and makes the Beachbody On Demand site so phenomenal.
Autumn, you're so phenomenal. You'll have to come
back.
The time went way too quickly. Tell us all the ways we can connect with you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram. It's just my name, Autumn Calabrese. You can find me on Facebook, same thing. It's my fan page is Autumn Calabrese. LinkedIn, Twitter, I'm on all of them. But you should definitely check out my website, autumncalabrese.com. I do want to tell you one more thing that I'm so, so excited and proud that I just released. It's my new ebook, and it's 75 Healthy Lunch Ideas for Kids. And that's a big one for me. I'm super passionate. I'm a mom, obviously, and I know how hard it is to get our kids to eat healthy. And I know the struggle of packing school lunches every day and how tedious it gets. And we have the same four ideas that we rotate.
My daughter will tell you.
It's so hard. So there's 75 different lunch ideas. It has all my favorite brands in there. These are not brands that paid to be in there at all. These are brands that I use, that I have found to be high quality, great products, snack ideas, several recipes in there that Bobby wrote for me for the book. So for all the parents out there, we're at the halfway mark of the school year. If you're starting to struggle with the lunch ideas, autumncalabrese.com, 75 healthy kids, healthy lunch ideas for kids is on there. And I hope everybody loves it.
Oh, you know, Autumn, we do a Foodie Friday this podcast, Talk Healthy Today. So I will be in touch very soon because I want to have you on to talk about 75 healthy lunch ideas for kids. In the meantime, everybody check out Autumn and please follow us here. Go to iTunes, subscribe to Talk Healthy Today, rate and review. It makes a big difference. Everybody get off your rump. Let's dance, have some fun, and stay well.